You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, I'm looking at this. So I guess the UN is calling contraception access a universal human right. The United Nations announced this week that access to contraception, birth control, is a universal human right that could dramatically improve the lives of women and children in poor countries. Now, I get it. I understand that you have a lot of children being born in third world countries that are impoverished. These kids are starving. I understand that contraception being made available is important and even crucial. Where I think I'm having a little problem is something like contraception being a universal human right, whereas other healthcare aspects aren't. Do you see where I'm going with this? I mean, I don't want to undermine the importance of contraception, but it just, when somebody talks about something being a universal human right, or a right to an American or to a citizen or to someone who lives in the world, I think of a life-saving regimen. I think of money and resources being available for there being blood transfusions or cancer therapy or, you know, emergency medical services. I think where I get a little nervous about this is there's so much publicity and so many movements, you know, in America and now in the UN surrounding birth control, you know, and co-pays, etc., that I'm worried it's taking resources from more urgent medical matters that I believe should be a little bit higher priority as a human right. Am I making sense here? I know I'm going to get criticized for this. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, how could you be against contraception? I'm not against contraception. I think contraception is excellent. I think offering contraception is fine. But from what I understand, the UN wants to increase funding for family planning by a further $4.1 billion, which could save $11.3 billion annually in health bills for mothers and newborns in poor countries. Now, that's nice. That's very, very nice. But what about emergency medical services? What about antibiotics? What about, you know, treatments of seizures, treatments? I mean, my concern here is $4.1 billion going to birth control. Yes, secondarily and tertiarily, I see it being life-saving, but what about primary life-saving medical services? So I guess, you know, this is something that I've kind of had an issue with when Obamacare was touting birth control free for all women. Well, yay, that's nice. It's nice, but it's frosting on the cupcake. What about the dough? All right. I mean, you know, what's going to be happening now with Obamacare is, you know, we're going to have a huge doctor shortage, which we discussed in the previous hour. We're going to have a rationing of medical services. We're going to have a dearth of access, even though people will hopefully get coverage on Medicaid. Maybe some will get insurance if employers decide to pay for the employee's insurance rather than taking the tax. It all depends what's more financially easier for the employer, which, again, is a huge problem. I think employers need to be out of it. Employers are going to be now making financial decisions that'll have your health in the balance. I don't understand why we never fixed that. Healthcare needs to be out of the employers. I think they want that, and I think the employees want that. But that's what Obamacare is doing. Employer, you figure this out. Whatever's cheaper for you, that's what you do. People are still going to be uninsured, etc. But also, what healthcare dollars are going to go for. All right? Healthcare dollars going for contraception and winning the women vote. And that's what Obama did. Obama won the women vote. At whose expense? At men's PSAs? At women's breast cancer biopsies? Cardiac testing? Hospital readmissions? We are going to see life-threatening care now compromised because of this push, this national, this global push for contraception. And I know a lot of women, notwithstanding those that are getting attacked, but a lot of women having consensual sex, they could actually close their knees. They could close their legs. I don't want my male patients now losing the opportunity to get PSA testing or treatment for prostate cancer because money has to go to contraception for women. A woman could say, no, you're not going in there. If I don't want to get pregnant, you're not having sex with me. They could do that. It's not life-threatening. Prostate cancer is. Breast cancer is. Heart disease is. People having lack of access to a primary care doctor because they have pneumonia or COPD is. So when I see the UN back contraception, saying it's a universal human right, okay, that's nice, but I think it's also a universal human right for people having access to an ER. People having access and not having to wait 5-6 hours in an emergency room. Don't spend millions of dollars on birth control until everything else that is higher priority and higher medical necessity is getting taken care of. That's what's blowing my mind. If I didn't want to get pregnant, I said no sex tonight. I didn't need the government paying for my birth control. It was very easy to do. Right? I would say, no way, Jose. Jose was upset. He was. Alejandro, he handled it. But Jose, no. Jose, I said, no way, Jose. Jose was okay with it. You know, maybe you found somebody else, but at least I wasn't taking money away from, you know, emergency services. So the UN is going to spend $1 billion on birth control. That's nice, but can we do it after we get everything else taken care of? Don't go away. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials for us. Please follow us at Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please also follow us on Facebook. The other day we were discussing how these epidural injection shots had been found in one study to not work. And some doctors are even suggesting to not do them. Of course, this comes in the wake of the meningitis scare that occurred when epidural shots from Framingham Compounding Pharmacy in Massachusetts had been tainted with fungus, killing multiple people, causing many others to be sick. And, you know, people are kind of questioning, you know, why are so many people getting these injections? Do they really help? Not to mention the cost has been discussed as well. And Medicare had to pay out millions upon millions of dollars in the last few years on these epidural injections. So you're going to kind of see those start to slide by the wayside. I had posed the question to you all, you know, how many of you have received the shots? Did they help? Many of you have written back saying, Dahlia, no, you know, it didn't help. I had to still go on having surgery. Some of you have said it did. Just really quickly, I'll play a couple of your calls just to let you weigh in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I received the pain block shot, or what they call the epidural shot, in August. They told me it would last, or it would take about take a few days to start working, and then they said that it may work and it may not, and it may last. If it did work, it may last 6 months, or it may last 5 years, but I did take the shot, and I hope I never have to get the shot again, but it has helped me a whole lot. I had a disc that was protruding up against my sciatic nerve, and it was very painful, and I went that way for about two and a half months before I ever was ever able to get the shot, but I would do it again, but I hope I don't have to anytime soon.
I hear you. You know, where I find these epidural shots for sciatica or disc issues very strategic is if you've been dealing with this for a while and the doctor's considering surgery. You know, and if the shot does give you some long-term, relief, and you don't have to go for surgery, that's a huge win. But then again, we have had many people that said they tried the shots, it just didn't work. I guess it really all depends on how much nerve is being pinched, the technique of the shot, and the repeated trauma to that area in the back. A lot of different possibilities. What I don't want happening, though, are these studies coming out more and more to the point where Medicare says, you know, we don't have to cover it anymore. Because if they don't want to cover it, then regular health insurance decides not to cover it, and then you're out of luck. Okay? You're out of luck. Now, you would think with Obamacare, insurance companies may be smart. An epidural injection is a heck of a lot cheaper than a surgery. But you've never really seen logic in anything that's done insurance-wise. Now, Congress is going to be opening up hearings this week into the fungal meningitis outbreak. So Congress is now getting involved. A subcommittee of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce will hold a hearing titled "The Fungal Meningitis Outbreak: Could It Have Been Prevented?" Now, this outbreak has sickened 438 people and has already killed 32 people thus far. U.S. FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg is scheduled to testify before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions for a hearing entitled "Pharmacy Compounding Implication of the 2012 Meningitis Outbreak." Now, the Massachusetts Compounding Pharmacy, which was the suspected source of the tainted injections, New England Compounding Center, has ceased operations since the outbreak. But what compounding pharmacies do, like we discussed, is mix ingredients or alter ingredients to make drugs to meet specific needs for patients. And doctors like certain concoctions, etc. So they make them. They're custom made. Many people use these for their bioidenticals, for their hormones, for a variety of things. Their thyroid. So compounding pharmacies are huge. And it actually takes an approach that many doctors welcome, where you individualize the treatment. You know, I can't stand where we give the same blood pressure pill to everybody, whether they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic. You know, sometimes people of different races, people of different ethnicities, people of different genders, people of different ages, they need different medications, different doses. All right? And they're, you know, you don't just hand everybody the same pill. Yes, it's easier, it's cheaper, but it's been this individualized type of treatment that I've been a huge fan of. It's just I had no idea that these compounding pharmacies could possibly be doing it half-assed. And so if somebody dragged in this fungus that we found in soil and for some reason went into the clean room, which is what we're suspecting happened, or years ago there was fungus on the sink that was in the clean room that hadn't been cleaned, fungus gets into the product. And, you know, a spore can easily fly around, even though things should be done completely aseptically. Who knows what halfway stuff was being done. And unfortunately, when the compound was sent to doctors and doctors were injecting into the epidural, the fungus got into the meningeal layer, spread right up to the brain, causing meningitis. And meningitis, as we know, can kill. So Congress is getting involved. We'll see what happens with that. It looks like General Petraeus will testify on the Libya-Benghazi hearings that will go forward. A lot of weird stuff, though, going on with generals. I guess now General Ward, four-star General Ward, has been demoted by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, apparently for, quote-unquote, wasting taxpayer money on extravagant trips. So we got General Allen now possibly involved with this Kelly woman in emails. You got General Petraeus who quit, resigned. You now have General Ward being demoted. What is going on here? Are we going to be losing a lot of our generals? Is this a ploy by Washington? Are they trying to get rid of all our generals so, you know, we can't fight any more wars in the next 4 years? What's going on here? Why are we having so, and again, I'm still a little confused as to why these generals have so much time off. Really blows my mind. You'd think they would be busy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Texas now has enough signatures, more than enough, to petition for seceding from the United States. Apparently, the petition calling for Texas to secede from the United States was created on a White House website designer to foster citizen involvement and has become an internet sensation where tens of thousands of signatures have already been accrued, spawning a counter-protest movement on the site. Cessation, the Texas petition said, would protect the original ideas and beliefs of our founding fathers, which are no longer being reflected by the federal government, and defend Texans from blatant abuses to their rights from the TSA and other agencies. Petitions that receive at least 25,000 signatures within a month are forwarded to administration policy experts for an official response. From what we understand, I think a couple days ago they were at 23,000. Now they're way past 83,000 and rising. Governor Rick Perry in 2009 indicated that Washington risks stoking talk of cessation if federal officials continue to thumb their nose at the American people. Said Tuesday that nothing should be done to break up the union. But he does share the frustrations that many Americans have with our federal government. A country needs strong leadership from states like Texans that are making tough decisions with their lives and trying to keep taxes low. 40 other states now have people petitioning to secede from the United States. Whether that would really happen or not, I don't know. But boy, does it show how people are angry. People in Oregon, New York, New Jersey, even blue states, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, etc. From what we understand, the last five I mentioned, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, are already crossing the 25,000 vote threshold. Also gaining popularity was a petition asking the government to quote-unquote deport everyone that has signed a petition to withdraw their state from the United States. Now, a petition requesting that Austin be allowed to withdraw from Texas and remain part of the United States because the city suffers from a lack of civil, religious, and political freedoms imposed by less liberal-minded Texans. I guess Austin is extremely liberal compared to other cities of Texas. So we have Texas wanting to secede, even though Governor Perry's not on board yet. And then you have Austin wanting to secede from Texas to be able to still live in the United States. So I guess once 150 signatures are added to a White House website petition, it gets listed on We the People, providing wider access to the public. I mean, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I know people are mad. I know they're airing their frustration. I don't really know if Texas could take care of themselves on their own. I mean, if any state could, it would be Texas. These guys are tough cookies. I love my Texans. But, you know, if they're mad, good for them for opening up. There has been a recant from the accuser of Kevin Clash, Elmo, the puppeteer of Elmo. From what we understand, he said no, the relationship between him and the puppeteer of Elmo was not with a 16-year-old. Apparently, they were both consenting adults. So I don't know if he's going to get his job back or not. We'll see. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on three bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook. And remember, we are going to Alaska next summer. Please go to my website to look up the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal week-long trip. You're going to have a wonderful time. Don't forget to book early. Go to drdahlia.com to check that out. So another study has come out discussing brain damage in soccer players. They say repetitive hits to the head that are below the threshold for causing a concussion can still damage the brain. I know many of us are going, duh, but sometimes we need these studies to remind us. They say on average, elite male soccer players, they usually use their heads to direct the ball, heading, had a range of changes in the white matter deep inside their brains compared to a group of competitive swimmers who were unlikely to have repetitive brain trauma. This is according to Dr. Inga Corte of Harvard Medical School's Physiatry Neuroimaging Laboratory in Boston, better known as Hamasapanella. Now, these differences were observed even though none of the participants in either group had a history of concussion. All right. Although it is possible that frequent heading of the ball could explain impairments in soccer players, differences in head injury rates, accelerations, or lifestyle could contribute as well. They say previous studies have shown that this repetitive traumatic brain injury could have negative long-term consequences, but the effects of non-concussive head impacts were a little less clear. Now they're saying no. You know, even if you don't get a concussion and you feel fine after hitting it in the head, you're going to have an issue. Now, I don't play soccer. Actually, I put my kids in swimming for that reason. I didn't want them to get head trauma. My father was a soccer player. I come from a football family and a soccer family. I decided to put my kids in swim. My husband was a swimmer and, you know, no head trauma or brain damage, knock on wood. Although somebody could say if you married me, somebody must have hit him in the head. But I got to tell you, you know what I'm worried about? Is when I am under a cupboard, and I bring my head up and I slam it right into the corner of the cupboard. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. And to me, I think that's more painful than getting hit with a soccer ball. So I'm worried that I've already incurred so much brain damage. I can't tell you how many times I've hit my head on the stupid cupboard in the house or on a table. You're underneath the desk. And you, no, not Petraeus underneath the desk. You know, you're underneath the desk picking a paper. And then, boom, you bang your head. So, not good. Anyway, the study included 12 right-handed male soccer players from an elite-level soccer club in Germany. They had all trained since childhood. Mean age was 19.7 years. Had played an average of 13 years. The control group was 11 competitive swimmers. And they compared male versus female, etc. None of the participants in the group had neuropsychiatric disorders. They all underwent diffusion tensor imaging to look at markers of mild traumatic brain injury. And la-di-da-di-da, the soccer players showed increased axial diffusivity in the absence of increased radial diffusivity limited to the corpus callosum, possibly resulting from specialized training or neuroinflammation. Okay, so basically they're saying soccer brains got hurt, non-soccer brains did it. Okay, are we all happy with that? Are we good? All right, is that enough? Can I move on? Now, this is interesting. Women with migraines may, on their brain studies, actually show small lesions on these brain imaging studies, like some hyper signal intensity. But they're saying that these lesions do not appear to be harmful. Now, the study is being published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. And researchers believe that these lesions that are visible on MRI are called white matter hyperintensities, and they're caused by small strokes in the brain. Now, they say past studies have related white matter hyperintensities and migraine, but little has been known whether these small lesions were harmful, whether they got bigger over time. Well, this new study looked at a bunch of Dutch patients and control subjects, and I guess the study was called Cerebral Abnormalities and Migraine, an Epidemiological Risk Analysis, or CAMRA 1. Whew, thank heavens I don't have to come up with the acronym, CAMRA 1. And then the study was released, another one called CAMRA 2. And they said that 77% of women with migraine had more lesions in their brain in 2009 than in 2000, compared to 60% of women in the control group. Men, no difference, only women. Women appeared to have changes in their MRI with migraines. The lesions did not appear to increase the frequency or severity of the migraines or cause cognitive decline, so they're saying these lesions are benign. They say even in women with migraines, the overall amount of lesioned brain tissue was small, but they feared that the hyperintensities may increase risk of larger strokes in the brain. But they couldn't find that in the study as well. So I like to order MRIs when I have a woman with migraines or headaches. Because, again, I like to make sure there are no lesions that are harmful. Right? When somebody gets headaches, the neurologist will always order an MRI. I don't think I've met one neurologist who doesn't assess a headache patient without getting imaging. Now, is that going to change with Obamacare? Probably. But for now, you know, we'll scan the brain and we'll see if there's any lesions, what's going on. Sometimes we do see hyperintensity. Okay, where the MRI, the magnetic resonant imaging, will cause flares. Sometimes we'll see flares or will cause hyperintense signals. We don't know what they are, calcium deposits, spots, etc. But we watch them. Usually if they don't grow, we do nothing. But the logic is there that there would be something structural going on. I mean, when I get my headaches, it's usually the same places, same side. You know, and you wonder, what is there? But I've had MRIs. They don't see anything, so we'll see. But, you know, it is interesting. Of course, make sure any of you that do have migraines keep your blood pressure in good control. Many of you will not be able to take blood pressure migraine medication if your blood pressure is high. Migraine medication can spike your blood pressure. A lot of these migraine medicines also have caffeine. Right? Vasoconstriction helps decrease the vasodilatory headache. Vasoconstriction tightens up the blood vessels, can cause a spike of blood pressure. So, if you're starting to, acquire high blood pressure, need to get your act together, because if you have migraines, there's going to be less and less medications we could give you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. While we're talking about head injury and while we're talking about neurological disease, they're now saying Parkinson's disease could be tied to pesticide and past brain injury. So, you know, I'm not saying everybody that's been knocked unconscious will get Parkinson's, but they have found that people with Parkinson's disease might have had a history of head injury or a history of long-term pesticide exposure. They think maybe some people are genetically predisposed and they just need a quote-unquote environmental insult, like a blow to the head, to put them in line for Parkinson's. Now, we talk about Parkinson's. It's a pretty debilitating disease that has to do with your dopamine receptors, and people become very stoic in their facial movements. They have a shuffle step. Many of them have a pill-rolling tremor, and they end up having difficulty walking, difficulty with balance, and it's a neurodegenerative disease. People that have had Parkinson's that have been pretty public has been like Michael J. Fox. He's been still doing well. I guess he's in a photo shoot with his wife, kind of a lovey-dovey photo shoot. He looks good. I mean, he was so cute in Back to the Future. But, he's dealing with it. So they're thinking any head injury would increase inflammation in the brain, disrupt the barrier that separates circulating blood and brain fluid, causing neurons in the brain to be more vulnerable to the effects of pesticides, ultimately increase the risk of Parkinson's. That is one of their theory. My recommendations is use masks whenever you're spraying with herbicides or pesticides, etc. The study team looked at 754 people without Parkinson's and 357 people with. All right. And then they asked them if you had ever been unconscious for at least 5 minutes. Asked them about proximity to pesticide sprains. The survey showed close to 12% of people with Parkinson's had been knocked unconscious at one point, and close to 50% had been exposed to an herbicide called Paraquat near both their home and workplace, compared to control groups. So, kind of an interesting study. You could really get paranoid over what we've been exposed to, what we're about to be exposed to, what could happen to us. But my suggestion is, anytime you have any numbness, weird balance issues, headaches, have a neurologist take a peek. Why not? Get his opinion and make sure he takes a look at everything, because the key to any of these neurological diseases is early intervention. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. We air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, every single day, Monday through Friday. Plus, we have a Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern time show, 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you could go to my website. There's an on-demand button, and you can listen to us anytime, catch any of the 3 hours. And then then you can also go to archives or podcasts in case it's playing a show you've already heard and you want to hear some of the older shows. Podcasts and archives are so nicely demarcated and separated for you, so you can see where's hour one versus hour two versus hour three. And if you want to know which hour you usually listen to and what plays at your news talk station, we can always find that out, let you know, so you don't have to go through the trouble of downloading. Again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. So this is going to be an interesting case. The Michigan Supreme Court is going to be looking at a case of survivor benefits after a mother conceived twins through IVF using the frozen sperm of her late husband. The Social Security Administration insists Michael Mallory Madison, Michael and Mallory Madison, the twins, did not survive their father, therefore are denied state survivor benefits because they were not alive at the time when their father died. So the widow had given birth to her husband's twins using IVF, and she is kind of embarking on a legal battle, the first of its kind, to ensure that her children are treated as their father's heirs. Now, she's taking her fight to the Michigan Supreme Court. Her 11-year-old twins were denied survivor benefits because they were not yet alive when the father, Jeffrey Matheson, died. Social Security Administration of Michigan has refused to grant the twins monthly benefits, citing the fact that they did not technically survive their father. He had fallen ill, and he decided to give some sperm frozen so that the chemotherapy treatment he was about to undergo would not prevent him and his wife from having children. He died back in 2001. The wife used the sperm to conceive through IVF, and the kids were born 10 months after her husband's death. She believes her son and daughter are entitled to receive survivor benefits worth a few hundred dollars per month based on Mr. Madison's earnings. The Michigan Supreme Court will hear the case, the first of its kind in the state, and one of only a handful across the U.S. So I guess there are other states that are going on with this. I had it known. Again, this is something that is extremely new. You know, now that we're having IVF and we're able to store sperm, like men, if they get diagnosed with testicular cancer, a lot of times a urologist will offer to take healthy sperm, freeze them before they get the orchiectomy or the testicle removed, you know, or the treatment, etc. All right. Apparently, some states allow for inheritance to be awarded to children conceived posthumously. Michigan is not one of them. State law states that children to inherit must have survived the decedent. Thus, the individual was required to be alive at the time of the decedent's death. Now, I kind of see why this law is there, because, I mean, even though, you know, you'd think there would be proof. You know, I'm sure they could prove that these kids were his, you know, but somebody getting pregnant after their husband dies saying the kids were his, I see why the law is there. It's just, that's gotta be, completely a hardship on the wife. I can't imagine. Before he died, the father left a power of attorney authorizing his wife to take any and all action necessary pertaining to any sperm or embryos I may have stored, including their implantation or termination. Apparently, the attorney argues conception shouldn't be defined solely by the moment when sperm meets the egg, but instead it's a process. That process spanned many months, and the dad was much alive for part of it, even injecting his wife with hormones to assist the process the night before he died. But the Social Security Administration insists there's no basis for this interpretation of conception in the state statutes. You see, this is where I think the money should be available. The big problem we have is, you know, we're worried about free contraception for women. We were talking about earlier how the UN says universal contraception should be a right. And even though I'm a huge fan of women getting contraception, I think, you know, if we have billions of dollars to spend, there may be other cases prior to conception, maybe more life threatening to use the money for. I mean, like in this particular case, if Social Security is that short on benefits, you know, this is where you're like, okay, well, where else is Social Security money going to? And can we maybe readjust, play musical chairs with the money? I don't know. I don't know. You know, is it wrong to use Social Security funds after the person died? I mean, is it wrong for people to try to get impregnated and go after the Social Security money after the husband has died? I mean, do they need to now set a precedence? If they do set a precedence, will tons of women try to? I don't know. I mean, this is a real kind of rare case. I mean, if God forbid this happened with me and my husband, and if I was younger, yeah, I would want his progeny. And but again, the question is, am I going to need the state to help? It's a tough one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study that has come out. Scientists say, according from the London School of Economics, that women who are working late, if your wife is working late, it could be a sign that your marriage is in trouble. But if husbands work late, no, no. They say a study found that women who fear their marriage is breaking down will begin to work longer hours as a quote-unquote form of insurance. Scientists have worked out that for every 1% increase in the risk of marital breakdown, they put in an extra 12 minutes a week of work. Burke Osgin and his colleagues at the London School of Economics used the 1996 legislation of divorce in Ireland to calculate how subsequent marriage breakdown rates affect women's participation in the workforce. They say women who are at higher risk of divorce significantly increase how much they work, and it's not that women working outside the home are more likely to get divorced. So I guess it's an increase in women starting to work and maybe pile up money. Could it maybe be that we're in a recession? And we're a little nervous about, you know, where we are financially. I could just see men get all nervous about that. Okay, they say most employees are not calling out sick like they used to. All right, they say 80% of office workers recently surveyed said they will come to work sick. It increased 20% over last year. For those who do initially stay home, more than two-thirds return to work despite being contagious. Study revealed 65% of employees feel if it is only necessary to stay home between 1 and 3 days of the flu, when in actuality you could be contagious a day or two before the symptoms develop and 7 days on afterwards. Most of the workers worry about the productivity. They worry about losing their job. People are coming to work sick. We're now going into flu season, cough, cold, flu season. Please don't go to work sick. You're just going to get everybody else sick. All right. And employers are not doing a good job encouraging it. You see, I'm in a doctor's office. I send people home. I hear a cough. I hear a rattle. I go, see ya. See ya. But, you know, and I know the ladies don't like it. It's just, I can't let them get other people sick. I can't. All right. This California teen who stepped on a rattlesnake nest had been trying to pick up a cellular signal outside her uncle's home in San Diego. Vera Oliphant was bitten by a half dozen, bitten a half dozen times on her leg and feet when she stepped on a rattlesnake nest. She she said she instantly, her leg started to go limp. She made it back to her uncle, who rushed her to the emergency room. She spent 4 days in intensive care following the October 27th accident, is now walking with the help of crutches. She had been hospitalized for days, wasn't wearing boots. I'm not sure if she was wearing flip-flops, but she was searching for a signal. Remember, a lot of our homes are in surrounding desert, okay? We're on their turf. We are on these snakes' turfs, okay? Anytime you get bit by a snake, you don't know what's going on, call 911. They'll tell you. Okay, do not mess around for the love of the Lord. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you again. Please stay tuned for another hour if you can. If not, talk to you soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.